In the name of Jesus, amen. What power is there in a little faith? Well, today we are in luck because we have one of Jesus' disciples that show us exactly that. What happens when you have a little faith? And what happens in a crisis when you have a little faith and respond with that little faith? See, today in our gospel reading, we're following Jesus' disciple, Peter. Peter is in a boat in the Sea of Galilee with the rest of his disciples when there is a big storm that brews up rather suddenly, and they are left to fend for themselves in this little boat. Now, we've been experiencing some storms lately. We kind of know what that's like to have a big storm arise all of a sudden, something that you weren't really expecting. And in fact, I feel that I have a particular sense of what this means because I did a year of my vicarage in Nebraska. And I will tell you what, the weather there was insane, okay? It would be a complete bright day out, right? And then all of a sudden a storm would come and then it's just pouring down rain and you felt like you were going to die right now. I told my vicarage supervisor that that was the only thing that I could never get used to in Nebraska. It never just rained. It was always like an apocalyptic event whenever there was a storm that came by. But I survived. And Peter here is in a boat with his disciples when there is this big storm that comes up, a crisis that comes up suddenly. And not only that, but there's another hitch. Because these disciples had left their teacher. They'd left him on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and I'm certain that they were pretty sure that, you know, once they crossed the sea and got into a town, like in Capernaum or something, they'd probably meet Jesus. What they were not expecting was that they were going to meet Jesus right now. So, in the midst of this big storm that is brewing up, they look around them, and then all of a sudden they see Jesus just walking by in the middle of the sea. Now, I'm sure that we've all had moments like this. I remember one particular time. It wasn't really me. It was my mom. She had just gotten back from a deployment to Afghanistan just a couple weeks before. And my brother, who is really one that likes to show a lot of, you know, outward love and really likes to, he's a big hugger. Well, he comes up behind my mom, and he decides that that is the perfect moment when he is out of view to wrap his arms around her. And this is precisely when my mom immediately does a 180-degree turn and nearly decks him. Thankfully, that didn't quite happen. She was able to regain composure at the very last second, but my brother learned not to do that anymore. I feel it's probably the same way for the disciples. You know, they're in the middle of the storm. They're looking around, and all of a sudden, there's Jesus, right? Just something completely unexpected. And when you have an unexpected crisis like this, Peter, who's kind of the voice of the disciples, he responds the only way that he really knows how. He responds with a little faith. He responds with the little faith that he has. And this little faith is a faith that is about that same guy who is walking on the water. It's a faith that is about Jesus. But this little faith requires something, in Peter's mind at least. This little faith about Jesus really needs to be shown. It really needs something for Peter to do that will prove this little faith, that will really mean that this little faith of Peter's actually means something. Now, I think that I have a little faith like this, at least from time to time. I have a little faith that demands that I do something to prove my little faith in my Lord. When I was in the third grade, my room had these little glow-in-the-dark stars that were on the ceiling. And I remember when I was in the third grade, staying up really late at night, 2 or 3 a.m., just staring at those little stars on the ceiling, because I was thinking about my little faith. about the little faith that demanded that I do something to prove that this little faith was worthy of my big God. What actually happened is that when I went into Mr. Mann's third grade class the next day, I fell asleep at my desk. That was me proving my little faith to my God. Well, Peter, I've never been to Peter's house, but I'm pretty sure he probably didn't have glow-in-the-dark stars on his ceiling. But he certainly did have an opportunity right here to prove his little faith to, at least to himself. And so he calls out to Jesus, "Command me to come out onto the water." And at first, it seems like his little faith is working. And yet, Peter finds out very quickly that his little faith is not big enough. It is simply too little. And in the middle of that crisis in the Sea of Galilee, Peter's little faith sinks. And Peter sinks with it. If all Peter had to rely on was that little faith of his, that would be the end of the story. Peter's little faith is now gone. It has sunk into the water with him closely behind it. He is going to drown in this crisis, metaphorically, because that little faith is now gone, but also very real and very physically. He is imminently going to drown in this sea that is stirred up into a great storm around him, because his little faith is not good enough. But that person that his little faith was about, Jesus, his teacher, the one whom he had just a few chapters before in Matthew confessed as the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus was not looking for a little faith. He was not looking for a little faith that we can prove, that we can show off. Jesus was looking for a faith that was much, much bigger. It's so big that we can't prove it. It's so big that there was no way that Peter would be able to show that little faith. And so Jesus does what God does. He gives that big faith to Peter. When he confronts this disciple who is sinking because his little faith is not good enough, Jesus upholds him. And he lifts him out of the water. Because that big faith which Jesus gives is a faith which receives the good things of God and which saves his people. I had that little faith of Peter, and from time to time I still have that little faith. Like I need to prove myself, like I need to prove my faith, I need to show it off. I'm sure that all of us have that little faith from time to time. But Jesus brings us a faith that is much bigger. When Jesus sees this disciple of little faith who is sinking in the water, he shows his big faith, which he gives, by bringing him and saving him out of the water. When he sees his people up awake at night contemplating how they could possibly be worthy of their God, he brings them his big faith, which brings them the news of a salvation that has already been accomplished for them. When he sees his people who are desperate in the face of a long-term illness that they know will not get better, or when he sees the families who care for them and who have to be patient with a family member who they know is not well, he provides a big faith, the truth of a world that will no longer be racked by these illnesses that is coming. When he sees a people who are working day in and day out in their own work or in their own studies at school, and who know that they're just barely treading water right now, there will be some day when their work is not good enough, he brings them a true faith, a big faith that brings them the truth of rest that can only be found in him. When in a city in Judea, Jesus finds a people who are so reliant on their own little faiths that when they find the person who has been sent to save them, they can only trust in their own traditions. And they seize him and they accuse him. And they hang him on a cross to die. Even then, Jesus will not abandon his people to their little faith. Because from that very same cross, he forgives them. And 3 days later, he rises from the dead for them. And he brings with them the big faith that brings the truth of an eternal life that was bought for them by his own blood. We, like all of God's people, have to live in this tension of this little faith that we feel inside of ourselves and yet also the big faith that can only be found in our Lord Jesus. But our Lord brings this big faith to us. He brings it in his word. He brings it in his promises. He brings it when he comes to us physically in his body and blood. I'm confident that someday our Lord Jesus will come to me. And like Peter, he will say, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" But I am also confident that that same Lord will do what our God does, and he will not abandon his people to sink in their little faith. And he will uphold me as he has upheld the rest of his people. And he will bring me the true big faith that brings forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds.